Hello， 大家好，你正在收听潘基杰尼告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's big time episode.
Big time 大时间吗？讲的是什么时间？
not actually time, right? It's a little bit different than that.
对，其实我觉得英语里有好多这样的单词啦，或者这样的表达，就是 big 大家肯定懂， time 你也懂，但是它连在一起是什么意思呢？就有点摸不着头脑哈。
Yeah, like each of the words might not make sense alone, put them together and you have this new useful expression.
对，那 big time 呢，就是英语里面口语里面非常常用的一个，其实它能使用的场景和意思还蛮多的，是吧？
Yeah, I didn't even really think about this too much until we did this episode, but you can use this word in a ton of different ways.
对，比如单独使用，或者当作形容词，然后它还可以当副词 as an adverb.
Ooh, that's a good thing though, right? I mean, it's easy to use, I guess.
Yeah, big time. 好，那我们今天就为大家罗列了四种 big time 的用法以及它不同的词性哈。首先我们要来看的就是单独使用。
Yeah, this is when you just use it by itself, right? Showing a strong agreement or excitement, congratulations.
所以你刚刚说的 to show agreement 就是表示你非常的赞同。然后你这个是特别特别赞同是吧？举双手赞成 right?
Yeah, you totally agree, right? Big time.
Okay, 那我们来举几个例子吧 Jason.
All right, so today's show is pretty useful.
Big time.
That's right.
就是说对有用的不能再有用了是吧绝对的。
Yeah, it's not just pretty useful, it's big time. It's pretty useful, big time, meaning that it's really, really useful.
How about this one? Sichuan has the best spicy food in the world.
Oh, big time. Big time agree with that one.
你很想念哈。
Oh, 我非常喜欢吃川菜。
喜欢吃想念都是 big time.
That's right. Nothing can beat it, I think. So big time, big time.
对。那当然我们刚刚看到一些例子都是要做一件什么事情然后 big time 表示非常的赞同非常的这个同意。But you can also use it as a response to 一个 negative, 一个否定句是吗
Yeah, you could be like agreeing with a negative thing. Like, do you regret not buying Apple stocks 10 years ago?
后悔十年前没买苹果股票big,
big
time.
Yes, big time regret on that one.
是是好但没有后悔药可以吃啊特别买股票这种事情天天后悔的话。That's not the way to go. Okay,那看完了 big time 单独的使用啊我觉得它的意思和用法还是比较容易掌握的。Let's move on to the second usage, 把它当作形容词。
Yeah, now you're saying something is a big time something, right? You're describing something as being big time.
好，那它当形容词的时候是什么意思呢？
Basically, just very significant, very important, or depending on the type of person or thing you're describing, could be like successful too.
我们准备的时候你用了一个词，你说是 top tier, 是吧？
Yeah, it's like if you were to rank everything, the big time is the very top tier, right?
对，就我们现在说的就头部嘛。比如 Taylor Swift, 她小时候就是一个爱唱歌、有梦想的女生，但现在已经是一个 big time recording artist.
Yeah, probably the biggest time recording artist now, right?
可以这样讲吧 She's the biggest time recording artist.
I think you can, yeah, being creative and funny. I'm not sure if it's like official, but you could say that.
对就是不是一个固定的说法啊但你那样说的话我觉得美国人会觉得你英语很好啊都可以这样灵活的来使用语言。
对 play with the language a little bit.
Yeah, 但我们 conservative 一点 stick with 最常用的啊我觉得它常常来形容就是一个人然后比如明星比如我初中有一个同学 he became a big time singer and celebrity in China now.
Oh, wow. So you grew up with someone who wasn't, but became a big time celebrity, huh?
也不能说 grew up 了就薛之谦还挺红的。我们初中的时候就一年是同学然后后来我就去新加坡了对。
Wow. So does that make you kind of big time by association?
和 big time 就是沾到一点边儿是吧
that's right. You get a little bit of the big time-ness.
好，那当然除了形容这种 very famous top tier celebrities, 我们还可以用 big time 来形容就在这个行业里面，比如说什么一间公司是吧？
Yeah, you can have a big time company.
Right, 我经常就听到说在创业这种 startups, they're all chasing after big time investors.
Yeah, and of course, these investors, they might even be angel investors. Nobody knows who they are. So it's not about celebrity, but just about like how much money they invest, right? They're big time investors. They're always investing and investing a lot.
对对对，就非常重要的一些投资人或者投资机构啊。或者他还能形容 scope, 对吧？范围。
Yeah, exactly. You could use this about like corporate management in general, not just investors, but you could say, you know,I don't know how he became the CEO because he has no experience in big time corporate management.
所以这里说到的企业管理就不是管那种小的企业，是管很大型的企业，然后是这些就是对规模大的，然后影响力大的。
Yeah, it could be either or, probably both, right? There's lots of people in this corporation. They have a lot of influence, so they have a lot of responsibility, right?
对对对，好，那看完了 big time 作为形容词呢，接下来我们来看看 how to use it as an adverb.
Yeah, you could say that you do something big time, right? So for example, my son is into football big time.
Is he really? 因为我儿子也是。
No.
OK.
No, he's a little too young, yeah.
Football 是足球 soccer 还是说 American football, 美式橄榄球。
Yeah, if I hear football, I think American football. But I know after so many years abroad that most people think of soccer, right?
对对对，好，不管了，我们还是来看看这个。If you are into something big time, 啊，副词，那它的意思就是非常非常，这个程度很深，是吧？
Yeah, they spend a lot of time doing this thing, thinking about it, talking about it.
Okay, all right. 那当然你很喜欢一个东西或者很迷一个东西 you're into it big time. Into something 也是很口语的一个表达哦。诶，是不是也能说比如你比赛啊什么的就遥遥领先 you're winning big time.
Yeah, you could say we're winning big time in this competition, right? And that, of course, means the degree that you're winning is much more. Maybe you have twice as many points as the competition.
哎，没有对手的是吧？压倒性的胜利啊。But 你也可以一些不太好的事情 like you do it big time.
Yeah, you could say I'm in trouble big time for missing the deadline.
Oh, in trouble big time 就遇到大麻烦了。因为没赶上这个 deadline. But, you know, at my age, 活到这个年纪我就发现人生没有几个 deadline 是真正不能错过的。
Yeah, that's probably true. I think deadlines are often flexible, right?
就 man-made, 人造的是吧？
对 usually, right?
对，但是当你比如管理项目和企业的时候就非常重要，如果都是怀着一个 oh, it's all man-made, 晚两天也没关系，那 overall 那个 impact 就很不好。
Yeah, even if that's true, we have to tell ourselves it's not, right? In order to keep up with the deadlines.
是是，那既然它可以作为一个副词，那它能不能修饰比如刚刚说那个什么 regret not buying Apple stocks, 就你 regret 后悔一件事情 big time。
Yeah, you kind of change that up a bit and say, I regret not buying Apple stocks 10 years ago, big time.
Oh, if I did, I would have made a fortune, big time.
Yeah, your fortune would have been big time, right? Would have been a ton of money.
对，就如果买了，肯定是赚了一大笔钱啊 big time. 所以我发现好像就是那种很口语的说法，经常是做的那件事情，那个动词 clause 先讲，然后后面停顿一下，然后 big time 那样。
Yeah, it's like something something big time.
I regret that terribly, 对吧？就把副词那样放在后面。
对，没错。That's probably the way you're going to encounter this at the end there.
好，那 speaking of the end, 我们今天最后要教大家的一个 big time 的用法是什么呢？
The noun form, the big time.
哦，这里它是一个名词，而且前面还要加一个 the, 是吧？你刚说 the big time, 因为你要 emphasize 很重要。
Yeah, even more emphasis, right? The big time is like this biggest of times, the most important thing, right?
Okay, Jason, 你先给我们一些例句吧，这样可能更有助于我们掌握。
All right, so for example, if I just said, you've really made the big time now.
就你跟 Taylor Swift 可以这样说。你现在真的大腕了，成功了。
Yeah, that's right. She definitely has made the big time, right? There's no bigger than that, so.
对，如果我在碰到薛之谦也跟他说 you've really made the big time now.
Yeah, it's almost like no matter how poorly they do in the future, they did it already, right? They made the big time. They crossed the finish line into the big time.
对对对，就是他是已经走在他时代的这个最前面，他同代人的最前面哈。So to have made the big time. 很多这样后来成功的人小时候也有迹可循嘛。比如说 oh, they were so talented when they were young.And they were destined for the big time, right? 好像注定以后就会很成功 destined for the big time.
Yeah, once again, it's this place, right, that they're destined to arrive to because of their talent.
所以这里大家一定要说 the big time 啊，你不能说 oh, you've really made big time, 或者 you're destined for big time.
Yeah, you gotta add the here when you're talking about this idea of the status of reaching the big time.
对，还有现在很多年轻人啊，they're dreaming of making it to the big time on TikTok, on 抖音这种。
Yeah, it's a little different these days, right? It's almost like going viral is the new big time, right?
Yeah, it's the new big time, exactly. 好，那总之大家记住，我们前面教的那三种啊 ,big time 单独使用啊，或者当形容词当副词，你前面都不要加的。就是讲到这个 to have made the big time, hit the big time, 这样这个要加的。
Yeah, so don't get confused. They're almost the same thing, but a little different, and you definitely need the when you're using it as a noun.
对，那当然我们今天的节目就像每一集的节目也有详细的文本啊，能够帮你更加好的来学习和复习我们今天教的所有这些语言点，都欢迎大家到我们的微信公众号开言英语找到这期 Big Time 的节目来学习。Okay, it's a rather short show today. 今天我们的节目很短 but we certainly hope it was useful.
Yeah, big time helpful, hopefully.And we'd love to hear from you, too. What are you into big time? What are the hobbies, the passions that you have that you're big time into?
对，以及还有哪些词、哪些说法是你希望我和 Jason 来教你使用的，都欢迎大家在留言专区跟我们分享。
Yes, please do let us know, because we are always looking forward to your comments big time.
Big time. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。谢谢大家的收听，下次再见。
下次见。